So the White House has come out, and the slurrer in chief, I think that's now what we need to call him. He's not the commander in chief. He's the slurrer in chief who likes to come out and tell you new things to get you excited through slurred conversations. Joe Biden has got something new for you. President Biden is proud to announce that he's shaving about 2 weeks off of his May 1st deadline for states to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccines. Biden will announce that every adult in the U.S. will be eligible by April the 19th to be vaccinated, an official has said to the press. Now, the Associated Press is excited about this. Let me also give you the same headline from the Associated Press back on September the 18th. Donald Trump says without evidence, every American will get coronavirus vaccine by April. Man, it's pretty interesting who's right on this one, isn't it? The Washington Post headline, Donald Trump lies to Americans, saying every American will get coronavirus vaccine by April. Yeah, they also said he was a liar. And sure enough, Operation Warp Speed has done exactly what Donald Trump said it was going to do. The difference now is you got a president that they like, that they got to prop up, even if he is slurring his speech. But the good news is, the slurrer in chief is urging you to get vaccinated against COVID so that we can all get together and slur our speeches together. Take a listen.
Many states have already opened up to all adults. But beginning April 19th, every adult in every state, every adult in this country is eligible to get in line to get a COVID vaccination. And today, in advance of that new national full eligibility date, I want to make a direct appeal to our seniors and everyone who cares about them. While we have made incredible progress vaccinating 3/4 of our seniors and putting vaccination sites within 5 miles of 90% of the public, it still isn't enough. It's simple. Seniors, it's time for you to get vaccinated now. Get vaccinated now. To make it easier, my administration is sending aid to community groups to drive seniors to vaccination sites. We're incredibly grateful to all the volunteers, houses of worship, and civic groups that are helping us in this effort. This is America. We take care of one another. We have to keep it up. As I ask seniors to sign up for their shots now, I also have a message for people under 65. If you know someone over 65 who's not gotten this life-saving vaccine, call them now.
Yeah, call them now. So apparently slurring your speech is not a good thing, is a good thing for when you're telling people to get vaccinated, right? You got to do this. It's very important. Are we going to take questions from the media? No. Not going to do that. We're just going to come out. I'm going to read from a big old TV screen, and I'm going to explain to you at the White House that the virus is spreading because too many people think we're at the finish line of the pandemic, and we're not. And I'm going to slur my speech while I read off the teleprompter, and you should feel good about this, America.
Every adult in every state, every adult in this country is eligible to get in line.
That's a new word there. They get in line. This is the president of the United States of America, folks. This is the guy in charge of the nuclear codes. This is the guy that's supposed to stop the terrorists from coming into this country, which we have new info on that I'm going to tell you about in a moment. But this is the guy. We're just going to slur our way to fighting COVID-19.
Get in line to get a COVID vaccination. And today, in advance of that new national full eligibility date, I want to make a direct appeal to our seniors and everyone who cares about them.
Yeah, get excited. We're slurring our speech, folks. This is so exciting. We got to slur our way into this. Now, as the president is announcing this, we got some other problems, some really big problems at the border. So there has been a narrative that there is no national security threat at the border, right? Remember when Donald Trump talked about bad hombres coming into America? Remember when he said there was gang members and terrorists and rapists and MS-13 individuals and cartel members and drugs pouring across the border? Therefore, we need a border fence. We need a secure border. We need a border wall. And the media said he's racist. He's racist for saying that. He didn't say everybody coming across the border, of course, was racist. No. He didn't say everybody was a rapist. He didn't say that everybody was selling drugs. But he did say there's some bad people coming across the border, and you need to understand this. Well, now we know that Border Patrol agents have caught not one but two terrorists coming across the border. I want you to understand something about this story. These are not terrorists together. at the same time. No, 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 no. These are two terrorists from the same part of the world that are coming across the border. That is true. That is happening, right? We do have actual terrorists, but they're not, like, together, because you would think the story, well, okay, it's just two terrorists. We caught them. Everything's fine. No, these are two terrorists that are coming across the border that were months apart. Months apart. Coming across the border, months apart. And they're both coming across the border at basically the same place. And we have two illegals that are terrorists, that are in terrorist watch lists, that are on the no-fly list, that were able to come into America, while we know now that more than 100,000 illegal immigrants were able to break into America already last month alone. But don't worry, you're not supposed to be worried about this, right? Because we need to allow these people in. The Democratic Party needs them in. The Democratic Party needs new voters. So if some terrorists get in, so be it. Hey, maybe the good news is this. Maybe they'll vote for us one day when we give them citizenship as terrorists. I want you to think about terrorists coming across the border, but also think about spies. We're now getting word from intelligence agencies that they're very concerned that a significant number of spies from other countries like China or Korea or Russia or any other country that wants to spy on us have realized that it's a lot easier to get their spies across the border than it is to fly them in under fake names or even under their real names, because then at least there's a might be a red flag of them coming into the country. Because if you bring them into the country illegally and you can't even find them and you don't know they're here and they make it across the border and they disappear into society, we would never know they're even here. Even if we had intelligence officers or maybe our own spies over there warning us about these people, how would we find them? None of this, by the way, is a conspiracy theory anymore, because we now know it's actually happening. We know terrorists on the watch list, on the do not fly list, have been coming into this country, and we only caught two of them. We have no clue how many others have come in, and we have no clue how many have come in. And when they came in, how many of them that are actually in this country are plotting or planning attacks as we speak. But there's another aspect of this story that I also got to touch on. And the question now that we should be asking is, if there are terrorists that are getting in this country, how many of these terrorists may be now living on our military bases in this country? Can anyone answer me that question? You may say, Ben, what are you talking about? Well, we're now housing people that are coming across the border illegally, many of them without documentation. We don't know who they are. We don't know their identities. They don't have passports. They don't have credentials. They don't have driver's license. They got nothing. And it doesn't matter, because we're pushing them into our military bases. So the question now is, are there terrorists that have come across our border that may actually be hanging out on our military bases? It's a question that Tucker Carlson asked. A question that everybody should be asking, because we now have two illegals from terrorist watch lists on no-fly lists that were caught at the border. And you got to wonder how many of them were able to cross into this country that we haven't caught, and are they on our military bases? Now, of course, the Biden administration is lying to you. They're saying, no, don't worry. None of our military personnel are actually handling these people on the bases. We're having others come in, like volunteers from NASA. That's not a joke. The Biden administration is now asking NASA employees to please go work on military bases taking care of illegal immigrants, some of them who could actually be terrorists. We'll never know, because they don't have documentation. We don't have a database. But the Biden administration is telling you, don't worry, none of our resources in the military are being diverted to take care of illegal immigrants on military bases, some of who could actually be terrorists. Take a listen to this BS that's been debunked already on Tucker's show last night.
We're living at Fort Bliss. They did assure us, however, that, quote, military personnel will not be staffing this site or providing care for the children, end quote. That is a lie. Flat out, it is not true. It is a lie. It's a crock. We spoke to a person with direct knowledge of this subject this morning, a relative of someone who just deployed to Fort Bliss to take care of the illegal aliens there. As of today, the military has constructed at least six enormous tents at Fort Bliss, each of which will house approximately 1,000 illegal aliens. More tents are coming. But because it really is Orwell at this point, military personnel have been instructed, and when you're instructed in the military, you must obey. It's a crime not to. They've been told they are not allowed to take photographs of these tents. Those tents are now national security secrets, like missile silos. Why are they hiding this? So they can lie to the rest of us. Some details have leaked out about what's happening at the border. Here's one. The Border Patrol announced today they've detained at least two people so far whose names were on the federal terror watch list. Both men came from Yemen. You see their pictures on the screen. Both just crossed from Mexico into California.
So it's a fact. Two Yemeni men on terror watch list, on no-fly list, have been arrested, have been apprehended for illegally crossing into the southern border. These two men apprehended were on the FBI's terrorism watch list after illegally crossing the southern border in January and the other one in March. Not together. That needs to be made very clear. These are two terrorists at two different months, one in January, next one in March, who've been busted crossing into America. If you think that we've caught all the terrorists that have come across, you're an idiot. Customs and Border Patrol agents arrested the men near the port of entry in Southern California. According to the agency, both the men were encountered illegally entering the U.S. after dark. Terrorist number one is a 26-year-old Yemen national. He was apprehended at 11:30 p.m. on March the 30th after illegally entering the U.S. According to the Customs and Border Patrol official, encountered the man around 2 miles from the port of entry, and he was taken to the El Centro Processing Center for Immigration and Criminal History Screening. Officials found the man's name on the FBI's terrorism screening database and then found him on the no-fly list during those processing proceedings. The man remains in federal custody pending removal from the U.S. Our border security efforts are layered and include multiple levels of rigorous screening that allow us to detect and prevent people who pose national security or public safety threats, risk from entering the United States, the spokesman, Justin Long, told the Daily Caller. Department of Homeland Security works with our international partners to share intelligence and other information, including to prevent individuals on the terrorist watch list from entering the United States illegally. Now remember, these are separate instances. Customs and Border Patrol adjudicates individuals encountered at and between our ports of entry against several classified and unclassified databases to determine if these people pose a threat to national security, consistent with the law. While encounters of known and suspected terrorists at our border are very, quote, uncommon, they claim, they underscore the importance of the critical work our agents carry on a daily basis to vet all individuals encountered at the border. Fast forward to another Yemeni man, 33. He was arrested at 1 a.m. on January the 29th, around 3 miles from the same point of entry. According to the Customs and Border Patrol, he was also taken to the El Centro Processing Center, where agents discovered that he was also on the FBI screening database as well as the no-fly list. Customs and Border Patrol also found a cell phone SIM card hidden beneath the insole of the Yemeni shoe, according to the announcement. The man's been transferred to Immigration Customs Enforcement for custody, and then we'll figure it out from there. Customs and Border Patrol has encountered now 4 people on the FBI's terrorist screening database since October 1. 3 of those arrested were from Serbia, and 1 arrestee was found to be from Yemen. The FBI's watch list has been criticized for including hundreds of thousands of people that liberals say aren't directly connected with terrorist groups. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with that story. Sure, got it. I'm going to call BS on that one. Now, the question is, how do you defend an open border when this is what we are catching? And we know that last month, apparently at least 100,000 people came across illegally, right? They came across the border illegally, and we didn't catch them, and they're walking around in this country. Could there be 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 terrorists among the 100,000 plus that got into the country last month? I think it's pretty fair to say there's probably at least 1 terrorist in there based on statistics.
So it's not just willing workers. It's not just fruit pickers who are taking advantage of the total chaos that Joe Biden has unleashed along our border. Of course, our mortal enemies are taking advantage of it, too. And that raises the question, how many potential terrorists have crossed the border in the last 3 months and not been caught? That's a fair question. How many gang members have? How many rapists and murderers? You can say that you're not allowed to ask that question, but of course you are. If you live in this country, you should be asking that question. It's not racist to wonder. It's real. How many pounds of fentanyl have crossed over? How many more Americans will die from that drug? The truth is, we don't know the answers to any of these questions. We do know that Washington lies about numbers constantly. You see it everywhere. They tell us inflation isn't real. It's not happening. Look around. Yes, it is happening. It's entirely real. They tell us there are 11 million foreign nationals living in the United States, when we know for a fact that the real number is closer to three times that. Yet they keep lying. 11 million. Sources familiar with internal customs and border protection data have confirmed to Fox News that officers so far have encountered 171,000 illegal immigrants in the month of March alone. In 1 month.
170 plus thousand. Just think about that number. We have a government that lies to us about the actual number of illegal immigrants in this country. We know it's closer to probably 30 million just based on some basic numbers and data and census. Hell, we know what's coming across the border every month that we're not catching, which is over 100,000. We have so many safety and security issues right now, it's not even funny. We have a safety issue when it comes to COVID and disease. We have a safety issue with criminals. I'm not talking about terrorists. Just straight up criminals. Then we have a safety issue with actual terrorists who are on no-fly lists, who are on the FBI's terrorism watch list. Wake up, people. This is all something that's avoidable. We are in charge of our border, right? We are, whether it's a good and safe and secure border or it's a bad border. We're in charge of our border. We've decided to allow our border to go to hell in a handbasket on purpose to bring in new voters for the Democratic Party. If you think that the Biden administration is not flooding the border on purpose and not securing the border on purpose, you're a special kind of stupid based on the information we now have. They know terrorists are coming across the border and they're not trying to stop it. They need voters to come into this country, future voters, so badly they're willing to put national security at risk. They're willing to allow some terrorists to get into the country or spies to get in the country. If you think that we're not telling people and sending every message that says keep coming, because there's a short window, we got to get as many people in as we can, you're not paying attention. You're a special kind of stupid. There is nothing that this administration is saying that is telling people to not come right now. I'll give you another great example. We're now being told that the Health and Human Services Secretary is gone to the Pentagon and asked for a total of, at this point, 19 different military facilities to be used to house illegal immigrants. They've also lied to us and told us that none of the people at these bases are going to be military personnel taking care of these people, which I don't believe. And some of the people that could be at these bases could be terrorists, because we're catching now terrorists coming across the border illegally. One of the facilities is Camp David. I'm not talking about the Camp David where the president goes. It's another Camp David in the military. Take a listen to this report from Fox.
And we do have some news in the Pentagon approved HHS's request to house migrants at Camp David, which is a National Guard base in California. It's about 2 hours northwest of Santa Barbara. So some new opportunities there, Griff, to house more of these migrant children that we're now seeing cross the border.
Alex, that would make it the 11th shelter to open, and officials tell me it won't be the last. Alex Hogan on the ground in La Jolla, thank you very much. Joining us.
I love it. We've got 11 now open, and now we're being told it's 19 total that they're requesting. So already 11. We need more. Keep coming. Keep flooding the border. Get here as fast as you can. Is he coming out saying no? Is he coming out saying stop? Where's the press conference? Where is the statement from this White House telling illegal immigrants to quit it? We got governors doing it. You got governors in Arizona, governors in Texas who are saying stop. They're pleading for help from the Biden administration. But there's a reason why they're deliberately not stopping this, because this is on purpose. This is being done on purpose. It doesn't matter who gets across the border, including terrorists. Democrats, by the way, say, look, we just got to be compassionate, right? We just got to be compassionate. Let's talk about the health side of this for a second. We've got a new study out that says a third of COVID-19 survivors are now suffering from a new brain disease, a new study shows. We got all these millions of people that are trying to get into this country, hundreds of thousands that are getting in successfully that we're not catching, and then hundreds of thousands we're now holding that easily could be giving people a brain disease with COVID-19. Now, of course, you can't say that, right? If you do, you're bigoted and racist for saying that, because that's how the media reported. But the reality is now, as many as one in three people infected with COVID-19 have, quote, longer-term mental health and neurological issues. Neurological conditions and psychological conditions within 6 months of their infection, according to a new study that was published today. The most common diagnosis is anxiety, found in 17% of those treated for COVID-19, followed by mood disorders, found in 14% of patients. And while their neurological effects are more severe in hospitalized patients, they are still common in those who were only treated in an outpatient setting, the researchers are warning. Quote, that rate has increased progressively as the severity of the COVID-19 illness increases. If we look at patients who were hospitalized, the rate of those dealing with this brain disease has increased to almost 40%. 40%. The results help light the way for how the healthcare system ought to continue helping COVID-19 survivors. Our results indicate that brain disease and psychiatric disorders are more common after COVID-19 than after the flu or any other respiratory type infection. In other words, it's a real issue. Even when patients are matched for other risk factors, we now need to see what happens beyond 6 months. So, hey, Mr. President, who's telling us all we got to mask up, telling us all that we got to stay vigilant. A government that wants us to have passports for a vaccine, but not a passport to come into America. Telling us that we all got to do our part and not go to school and not go to church. Apparently, it's totally fine to let hundreds of thousands of people into this country that may have COVID. They could be giving it to others and then could actually be causing brain diseases. 40% of those hospitalized are dealing with this. And many people I know that have been hospitalized for COVID have said exactly this. You know, the effects of COVID-19 are not going to go away. But don't worry, the White House, they're doing everything they can to get you to look the other way. We got to talk about voting laws and moving Major League Baseball games. We got to talk about the All-Star game and how everybody in voting laws are bigoted because we want to actually know who you are. You know, reporters were even pressing Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, over claims that Biden is continuing to lie about those voter laws. But think about this. This is a great distraction. It's a brilliant distraction from the facts, from what's happening at the border. It's a brilliant, brilliant decision by this White House to cause a crisis out of nothing, out of an all-star baseball game, to get the entire country to focus on that. Lie about these laws. Put out misinformation about these laws. Tell people the laws do things that, in fact, they're actually not doing. Because while all this is going on and we're arguing over Major League Baseball games and voter laws, the border's still open and terrorists are still coming across. Not a bad gig. Pretty smart political move. It's sick, but it's working.
One more quick one on Georgia to put a bow on it. Is the president going to change the way that he talks about the new Georgia voting law? Because in that interview that you referenced, he said the law would end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off, and he said it would end voting hours early so working people can't cast their vote after their shift is over. But the Washington Post gave that claim 4 Pinocchios because that part of the law gives counties the option to extend voting hours. And so I'm just curious if the president is going to change the way that he's talking.
Well, fundamentally, the president doesn't believe it should be made harder to vote. He believes it should be easier. And this bill makes it harder to request and return an absentee ballot. It collapses the length of Georgia's runoff election, making it harder for large jurisdictions to offer early voting. It imposes rigid new restrictions on local officials' ability to set polling hours to suit the needs of voters in their county. Those are all pieces of the bill. So his view is that we need to make it easier and not harder to vote, and that will continue to be what he advocates for.
But the thing he said has been determined by election law experts to be not true. So I'm just curious if he's going to stop saying that.
Well, again, I think we can, the fact checkers will also tell you that this bill does not make it easier for people across the state of Georgia to vote, and that's where he has concerns.
By the way, it's a lie. But man, have we sucked all the air out of the room of what's happening at the border and terrorists coming across the border over a Major League All-Star baseball game. You want to talk about an amazing distraction? This is an amazing distraction. It is flat out brilliant. It is a smart play. So congratulations, America. We have an open border with terrorists coming across, and no one's trying to stop it. In fact, it's being done on purpose. And when something bad happens, you're going to know who to blame. It's this administration. When you start putting these individuals that break our laws on and keep opening up military bases to house them, and you know that you're doing this on purpose, well done. Well done. All right, do me a favor. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, as we've been kicked off social media. Without you sharing it, no one knows it exists. So I ask you sincerely, please share our podcast. Tell your family and friends about it to help our podcast continue to grow as we've lost our ability to promote this podcast. You guys are amazing. Thank you for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow.